time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Today we're going to be talking about net neutrality, which is certainly an item that has been in the news a lot lately. Our guest today is Cameron Rose, who is co-owner of One Communications here in Springfield. He's going to enlighten us all on net neutrality and what it means for all of us as average users. So welcome. Glad to have you here today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us a quick background on your background with internet service.
Well, as you said, I am a co-owner of One Communications here in Springfield, Missouri. We are a fairly new company. We're a merger of a company called Wide Open Networks and U-Link Systems. We just came together about 2 months ago, and we're a ISP, an internet service provider here in Southwest Missouri.
Well, let's jump right in. Tell us, like I said, we've all heard about net neutrality, but really what is that and how did it come about?
Well, when we talk about net neutrality here in the United States, most of the time what people think of is the idea that your internet provider, whoever that is here in Springfield, a lot of times it would be AT&T or Mediacom, that provides the internet service to your house, doesn't regulate or control the flow of information that you receive. That's kind of the simplified version of it. Specifically, when people talk about net neutrality lately and what's been in the news and a fairly hot topic of conversation in our industry, they're talking about the FCC's open internet ruling that was passed in 2015. It was only in force for a couple years until it was repealed this year, or I'm sorry, last year, December 2017.
So that's exactly correct. The Federal Communications Commission voted last fall to repeal the net neutrality laws that had been put in place in 2015. So what does this repeal actually undo?
Well, all it does is repeal or undo the set of rules that they propagated in 2015. The main change that happened in 2015 is the FCC re-regulated, reclassified the internet and internet service from an information service to a telecommunications service. And so they began regulating the internet based on the 1934 Telecommunications Act, specifically as a public utility under Title II.
So there are a lot of pros and cons to this. It's sure. Certainly the individual business owner, the individual home user versus the providers and all. We're going to kind of talk about the pros and cons. The FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, mm-hmm. says that he believes that less regulation in this area is more beneficial to market growth and that broadband shouldn't be regulated as a utility. What are the thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of people in our industry, especially smaller internet providers, have more trouble with compliance and additional reporting requirements that come along with being regulated as a public utility and being regulated under the Telecommunications Act and Title II of that. The pros that are commonly kind of bantered about are, one, that it gives the FCC more power to rein in carriers, ISPs that for whatever reason may try to slow down or block certain flows of information through their networks. And then also that it prevents large content providers like Netflix or Amazon or, you know, any of the big content producers we have right now from making specialized deals with the eyeball networks, the ISPs that serve retail customers to favor their streams over, say, emerging content providers.
Well, opponents to the repeal, those who wish that it would just stay as it was for the last couple of years, say that that could allow telecom companies to force internet companies to pay for faster connections. So, in essence, kind of creating a fast lane and a slow lane, if you will, for internet service. What's the, again, what are the pros and cons on that?
Well, a big part of that is, and I think a big reason why we saw the kind of the push for the net neutrality and change in regulations is over time as the internet kind of evolves and the players kind of change roles. It used to be a fairly simple You know, there was a wholesale provider and retail providers bought capacity from them, and the wholesale providers sold capacity to content providers, and a lot of times that'd be websites and web hosting companies and stuff like that. As things have kind of evolved, we have, you know, large, high volume content producers and hosters, and those people oftentimes have kind of partnered with the wholesale market. And so it's just a change in dynamic that's kind of, it's changed who pays who, and that's been a big part of kind of pushing this.
From your perspective, you know, to kind of simplify this down for the average user, do you see in the future that this will trickle down to increased costs for individuals, users, and businesses?
I don't. As a consumer of content, we as individual consumers, we pay the total cost, whoever is footing the bill for that bandwidth to move that product. And so whether you're paying Netflix, you know, 15% and you're paying your provider the rest, or, you know, it's the other way around, the cost is probably still going to be the same.
One of the things that has come out of the repeal of the net neutrality laws is that over 20 different individual state attorneys generals have filed suit to block the federal communications repeal of the net neutrality laws. What's the status on that lawsuit? Is that ultimately going to delay the rollout of this?
I can't see that it will. I think they've got quite an uphill battle. They're going to need to kind of present a case that while the FCC had the authority to impose the rules, they don't have the authority to rescind the rules only 2 years later. It's going to be a tough road to hoe there. I don't see that having much effect.
Well, it's a big issue with a lot of answers yet to come, it sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Cameron Rose, co-owner of One Communications here in Springfield. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.